Hi, this. Wonderful. The Beit HaLevi on Chiddushim on the Torah brings the minig to learn the three blocks to speak about Hanukkah during the days of Hanukkah, and he therefore writes to Aras about it. But the Bnei Sofa writes the whole sefer. Chiddushim Marein Rav Tzadi Aleph on Hilchos Hanukkah. His Chiddushim Poshup Shat. And Hilchos Hanukkah, despite the fact that Bnei Sofa wrote many Sforim on Ninyonim in Drush, but when it comes to Hanukkah, he's got a whole paper just Poshup Shat on Yoni Hanukkah, going through the Gemara, because it's a minig to learn these three blocks during Hanukkah. So whether you're a Chosid, whether you're Misnagid, because there's an Indian to learn these letters. So if that's the case, I thought that one or two Ha'aris on the Sugis, which will, through that, will also be joining in this minig of learning the blacker of Bamadlikin, the Sugis of Benyani Hanukkah. The Gemara starts off, or Gemara discusses, whether or not one can use wicks, which one may use on Shabbos, similar to Shmonim, Sha'omu Chachomim, Ein Madlikin Ben the Shabbos, the wicks and oils which one may not use on Shabbos because they don't burn nicely, and therefore when you're going to sit at your Shabbos meal, and it's not going to be burning nicely, you're going to be tempted to adjust it that it should be burning nicely. So therefore Chazal said one's not allowed to use those wicks on Shabbos. Are you allowed to use those wicks on Hanukkah? Now there's a machloekes here. Rav Huna says Ein madlikin behem b'Hanukkah bein b'Shabbos bein b'Chalal. One may not use them on Hanukkah. And the Gemara brings another shita of Chista, and then the Gemara says Reb Zera says Psilis Shmonim Shamur Chachamim Ein Madlikim Ben B'Shabbos Madlikim Ben B'Chanukah. The Psilis Shmonim, the wicks which you can't use on Shabbos, you can use on Chanukah. What's the Machlokes about? So the Gemara says there's two Machlokes in, and we're going to discuss one of them. One Machlokes is Kavsa Zakukla, very famous Machlokes, Kavsa Zakukla or Kavsa Ein Zakukla. We're not going to be discussing that. That means, when are you responsible once you've lit the Hanukkah candles to make sure that they burn nicely? That's one discussion. There's another discussion, and that is it osa leshtamish le'ira, or is it muta leshtamish le'ira? Is one allowed to use benefit from the Ner Hanukkah, or is one not allowed to benefit from the Ner Hanukkah? Rav Huna, who says that one can only use the same types of wicks that one can use on Shabbos, holds muta leshtamish le'ira, one may use the wick, one may benefit from the Hanukkah candles, one may have anor from them, and therefore if you're going to be sitting there Friday night using your Hanukkah candles to the Imam is Sedra, or do a go over the parasha, we're worried that perhaps you're going to adjust the wick. So therefore we said to you, we are not allowed to use psilus v'shmonim sha'amu kachalim ein madlikim ben b'shabbos, ein madlikim ben b'chanukah. You're not allowed to use them also on Hanukkah. But Reb Zera Marav, which is what we paskin like, holds that you're not allowed to use osa l'shtamish l'ayra, one's not allowed to use their Hanukkah, and therefore, once you've lit it, you're not going to be tempted to adjust it, because you know that this is something which is osa for you to use. Yet, Frektach Bekasha, why are you not allowed to use these Ner Hanukkah? So, that's one kasha. Let me ask you another two ha'aris on the sugya. We know the Gemara says later, "Amar Rava v'tzarech ner acher l'shtamish l'ayra." That when we use a shamus, even though we're only obligated to light every night, the amount of lights that there are necessary, even if you're a mahadrim and a mahadrim, you light 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We light every night an additional light. Why do we light the additional light? We light the additional light in order the tzarech ner acheres l'shtamish l'ayra. Because, I'm suggesting, if after l'shtamish l'ayra, one may not use the Hanukkah there, so in order to have a reminder there, or to have something there, to make sure that you're going to be able to use the light, so therefore the tzarech ner acher l'shtamish l'ayra. Now, a little bit of physics. You know, if you're sitting in a room, where we live nowadays in, we're spoiled with hundreds of candlelights worth of fluorescence. But if you're sitting in a room with one candle in the room is dark, but you've got enough light from one candle. If you put eight candles in the room is significantly brighter. as many candles you add to the room, the more bright, the brighter the room will get. So now, Chazal said that when you light your, on the eighth night, that when you light your Hanukkah candles, and you've got eight lights burning, you're not allowed to use those lights. If you put an additional candle over there, it's all fine. Why is it all fine? If you're not allowed to use those lights, then by having that additional candle there, you've now got, agreed, an extra candle light's worth, but you're still going to be benefiting and using those nine candles. So what has Chazal achieved by telling you, V'tzarech ner achad eshtamish la'ira? We're talking about, the Gemara says, we're talking about that these candles are now at home. This is talking about after Shabbat, Takana, after they changed the Takana of it being from outside, they allowed you to put it inside. Omar Rava, V'tzarech ner achad eshtamish la'ira. How have you helped the matters? If you, now that you've put it at home and you're benefiting from it, we're not talking about times when there were fluorescents. There were just little candles. So every little candle made a difference. If every little candle made a difference, so those eight candles which are burning are going to make a difference to us. So what's the heter? That's one question. And a second question, the Gemara here on Daf Chof Beis says, a very also a well-known Gemara, Omer of Yosef. Rav Yosef says, also lahartzeis mois keneged ner Chanukah. One's not allowed to count one's money in front of the ner Chanukah. Now, the Gemara explains why you're not allowed to do that, because it's disgrace to the mitzvah. You hear you've done a mitzvah, which represents whatever it represents, the nisim which I've brought up this for us, and you go and use this as an opportunity to assess your portfolio. It's the wrong time to do that sort of thing. It's a design for the mitzvah. Now, I don't understand. If you're also leishtamish la'ira, if Chazal have forbidden you even to learn a sefer by the light of the Chanukah left, do I need to tell you that also leharzis mois keneged ner Chanukah? It goes without saying. If I'm not allowed to do even something which I would like to do, which I'm allowed to do, it goes without saying that I'm not even allowed to do something which is a design. So what's the Rav Yosef though? What's Rav Yosef telling me? Also leharzis mois keneged ner Chanukah. Is, let's take a look at a few of the shittas of the Rishonim. Most of them are bakant, but let's cut her over together. The Rashi says, Rashi shitta is a very Rashi shitta. Also, leishtamish la'ira is Rashi shei nikah shehu ner mitzvah. Rashi shitta is that the reason why one is not allowed to use the ner mitzvah is that it should be clear. It should be, it should be, have an indication that it is a ner mitzvah. That seems to be the shitta of the Ramah, and if that's the case, we could say, it would be probably a valid suggestion, that as long as it's nikah that it's a ner mitzvah, that's all what we want. In other words, we don't want you to, people to think, to walk in the house and see, oh, a candelabra, you want an extra light tonight. If you put an extra candle higher up, so this the look of it strange, it's going to point out to people, it's going to remind people that this is a ner mitzvah. And therefore when you see this, you're going to have an ner mitzvah. In other words, the issa leishtamish la'ira is in order that people should recognize that this is a ner mitzvah. Let's not forget that as soon as one added a shamus over there, then one's indicated that it's a ner mitzvah, and the fact that it's sitting over there, even if I'm now benefiting from the extra light that is in the room, I've still done what I need to do. I've indicated that it's a ner mitzvah. How will Rashi learn the Gemara later on about the Zion? Let's leave it for a minute. We're going to see the other Rishonim, and perhaps with that we'll be able to answer Rashi. That's Rashi. There's the Bala Moir. Now the Bala Moir has a very interesting shita, with which both aspects of it are interesting. He says like this. The Man D'Omar, he says, we just mentioned, we started off the shir, that there's a machlekes between the Man D'Omar, Mutar Leishtamish La'ira, and Asur Leishtamish La'ira. Says the Bala Moir, the Man D'Omar holds Asur Leishtamish La'ira, which is actually what we think we paskin. Says the Bala Moir, you know the reason why it's Asur? Is because, you know, there was a menorah in the Beit HaMikdash, and the menorah in the Beit HaMikdash was forbidden, you were forbidden to be nehneh from the light of the menorah in the Beit HaMikdash. This is like the menorah in the Beit HaMikdash, and therefore you're not allowed to be nehneh from this light. This shita we're going to come to in Mitzvah Shem in a few minutes. We're going to discuss this at length. Says the Bala Moir, we don't paskin like that. You're making a mistake. We don't paskin like the Man D'Omar Asa Lishtamish La'ira. We paskin Mutar Lishtamish La'ira. So in Bazaar, look there. That's very good. The Gemara later, and that's hot base. Because if we paskin Mutar Leishtamish La'ira, so you might think you're allowed to do anything. Say, Chazal, you know what? You're right. But everything with a measure. You can't go and be mavaza the mitzvah. You can't start going counting your money in front of the mitzvah. Amar Rav Yosef, offer the house is moist keneged ner Chanukah. Why? Because the Rav Yosef holds mutar lishtamish keneged ner Chanukah. Zukt the Balamoyer, that Oibazoi, he says, you know, I've got noch a raya that I'm right, that the halacha must be mutar lishtamish loira. Because he says, the Gemara says, that when you've got your Chanukah lights at home, the Shafa Sakana, what you have to do is put a shamus there. So he says, what will it help putting a shamus there? Mamash Al-Taina, what will it help putting a shamus there? If it's like the Malaya, it won't help you putting a shamus there. You have to put a machitza there, don't go out of the room. You're not allowed to do anything in front of it because it's also la'anas. So the fact that it helps you to put a shamus over there must be that we hold mutalish damish la'ira. So I don't think, what do you need the chal to put a shamus there? In order that you shouldn't do tashmish e'bizayin. Whatever, it's not ilamoshal. You're coming and you want to do something in the room like that's not considered befitting to honor the Ner Chanukah. For example, you want to count your money, you want to write a letter, you want to do something. So therefore, Chazal says, you know what? Put a candle there. So what does the Baal HaMoreh hold? The reason why I'm putting the candle there is that I shouldn't come to disgrace the mitzvah. Mutar lishtamish keneged Ner Chanukah. I'm allowed to do things, mitzvahs, for example. For example, if I'm going to sit there and do have a Suda Shabbos. According to the Baal HaMoreh, I wouldn't need to have a Shabbos there. If I've got my Chanukah left on the table and I want to do a mitzvah, like eating through the Shabbos, no problem. I don't need any Shabbos or anything. That's the shit of the Baal HaMoreh. In other words, the Baal HaMoreh holds mutar lishtamish ner Chanukah, but I have to be careful not to disgrace the mitzvah. Putting a Shabbos there ensures that I don't disgrace the mitzvah. Times the Rambam, and it's unbelievable lashon. Feels like this, just to quote you the words, how he starts off. Starts off the Ramban. In the Chamas. Amar HaKosev, Zeh HaPirish, Bova Machteres, Al Zivrei Rabbeinu HaGadol. He's trying to tunnel in and trying to pervert the words of the Ritz and to make him hold that he holds Mutar Lishtamish La'ira, really. Says the Ramban, he's going to hold also Lishtamish La'ira. Or Lefichach Nitin L'Hasilai. Therefore, seeing as he's a Baba Machteres, I can go and save him. And here he goes. So he says, the Ramban says the following. The Ramban says, Avada Ofer Lishtamish La'ira. It's Kenish La'ira, it's Mutar Lishtamish La'ira. Avada, you're not allowed to be Mishtamish La'ira Ner Chanukah. But, he says, you've got it wrong. Why is it Ofer to use Ner Chanukah? Says like this, why should it be after? He says, I don't know about this menorah business. The reason why it's after, he says, is because of the Gemara later. The Gemara says, the Rav Yosef said, Osa laharsos mois keneg ner Chanukah. You're not allowed to be count your money in front of ner Chanukah. Now we understood that the reason was because you're not allowed to assess your portfolio. It's a degrading thing to the ner Chanukah to stand there in front of it and count your money. Says the Ramban, no, learn the command like this. Osa laharzois, osa afilu laharzois, mois, keneged ner Chanukah. Taking out your money out of your pocket and counting it out is a very trivial act. You're not even allowed to do that. That means, of course, you're not allowed to read and you're not allowed to do all the other things. Even counting your money, even just to see your change, even that you're not allowed to do. In other words, the Ramban is saying that the Gemara is telling me, not only am I not allowed to do anything else, I'm not even allowed to do that. Says the Ramban, where do I get it from? Where do I now understand the Issa Lishtamish Laira? Because the Gemara continues, Bizayon Mitzvah. So that because of that, all the other Rishayim saw Bizayon, so they worked out, they said, Bizayon? So Bizayon must be parallel, counting money must be assessing your portfolio. Says the Ramban, no. Bizayon means that you have to be careful for a Ner Chanukah. When you have your Ner Chanukah on the table, you have to be very careful that you're not going to degrade that mitzvah. How are you going to make sure that you're not going to degrade that mitzvah? So you're going to make sure you're not allowed to do anything in front of it. What do you have to do in order to make sure you don't degrade the mitzvah? You have to be makseh bidaitcha. You have to put it out of your mind. You have to imagine this Ner is not going to be used for anything else. I'm not going to use this Ner for my own tashmishim. So he says, just like the moshal on Sukkot. When you've got decorations in the sukkah, those decorations are muktzah, the whole of sukkah. What does that mean? It's not the normal muktzah of a Shabbos day. If you touch it, it's made to be nice and muktzah. What is it? It means muktzah midaitcha. You're not going to use these things, the whole of sukkah, for any personal use. This is given away for the mitzvah. The same goes with the Ner Hanukkah. These Neris are given away for the mitzvah. If we then look now at our two questions we asked about the Shamas and we asked about Bizayon Mitzvah, we now have the Ramban's perspective on it. Bizayon Mitzvah, says the Ramban, doesn't mean Bizayon as in Bizayon. Bizayon means one has to be careful with it, that one shouldn't come to degrade it, and therefore it's Mukta. Shamas? Why don't need the Shamas? The Ramban doesn't say. The Ramban doesn't say, what does it help a Shamas? But let's try and work out together how we could think a Shamas could help us. What does the Ramban say? The Ramban says, so the reason why I'm not allowed to use Ner Hanukkah is I put it out of my mind. And because I put it out of my mind, therefore, I'm not allowed to use it for anything else. Kimsa again the Gemara, Amar Rava, if you put a Shamas there, it's Gevaldik. If I put a Shamas there, I haven't got a problem with it. Now how should that help? If I've been Makseh Midaisi, and I'm not allowed to use this Ner Hanukkah for anything, so we asked at the beginning, you've got 9 candlelights worth of power over here instead of 1 candlelight. So the room is infinitely brighter, 8 times or brighter because of it. So therefore, why am I allowed to sit there and read my newspaper or learn something or anything in front of my Shamas? I'm gaining from the extra light. But perhaps we can answer, discussing my brother, discussing with the other people, perhaps we can answer like this. Why are you not going to use those Ner Hanukkah? According to the Ramban. Why are you not allowed to use anything in front of it? Even a mitzvah is of the Ramban. Because you're makta your mind from it. This is set aside for a mitzvah. This set of lights over here. If you put a shamas there, and the shamas allows you to be able to use those lights, so then I've never set my mind away from this in the first place, because I'm not going to be doing ever anything that is going to be wrong. Bishleima, if I've got a set of candles over here, there's certain things I'm allowed to do, certain things I'm not going to do. So if I say, I back away from it, and I say, I'm not going to touch it at all. But if there's a candle there which allows me to do everything in front of it, so there was never a haksa in the first place. I never set my mind away from this thing in the first place. So therefore, if I never set my mind away from it, so I was finished. So if a shamas can save the whole thing, I will help the rabbi. Let's now go on to the fourth and final shita, which is the Ran. And the Ran is an unbelievable chiddush. The Ran la halacha halt that the reason why you're not allowed to be mishamish, so the Ora Ner, is because it's doma to the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. When I'm lighting the Chanukah candles, I'm lighting, and I'm getting the dinim of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. The beautiful Ramban al HaTorah, the Ramban says, at the beginning of our Leitcha, that Aaron, when he wanted to light when you start watching the Chanukah Sanasim, Hashem told him, "Shelcha gdoila mishelahem, yours is greater than theirs." Says the Ramban, "What's the yours greater than theirs?" Says, "Because yours is going to be lasting forever. What's yours lasting forever? You're going to be lighting Klal Yisrael will be lighting the Chanukah menorah. The Nes of menorah will last forever. It means that when we're lighting up every night." We light our Hanukkah menorah, we're lighting something which is a zecha for the menorah of the Beit HaMikdash. We're continuing that, a vestige of that part of the Beit HaMikdash. Says the Ran, if that's the case, also lishtamash, you're not allowed to have anah from it. The menorah of the Beit HaMikdash, you're not allowed to have anah, you're not allowed to have anah from it. And let's just inquire, are we allowed to attack and not allowed to use the anah of the night of the Beit HaMikdash? The Gemara says in Sotam Dach Chavav, Koil Mara Vareach, Ein Ba Mishum Meila. The Gemara the Olam Veis, you're not there, Moshe, you go to the Beit HaMikdash. Beautiful smell of the Paris. I don't have to hold my nose. I'm allowed to, I'm not allowed to go especially over to the Paris and so put my nose to it. But if I'm there and I'm enjoying it, doesn't matter. So what's the problem? Afilahachi, the Mishnah Lamelech says in Paris, Ches Mikle HaMikdash HaLachavot, that the Chazal made it Issa Rabban, they tried to prevent a person as much as possible from being Nena. For example, somebody went to repair the Kodesh Kodshim. Now the Kodesh Kodshim was decorated inside beautifully. So, and there's a heter to go into the Kodesh Kodshim to do repairs which are necessary for the Kodesh Kodshim. So what's the problem? You send somebody in and he'll do the repairs. No. But the way they used to make it and send somebody in for repairs, they used to build a box. And he could only see, he was to move around, he could only see that area exactly which he needed to repair. Why? Because unnecessary hana from Kol Mara Vareach, we don't want you to have. It's not awesome in Atera, Midrabon. So very interestingly enough, what we're doing over here, when we say, the Ram says, that the menorah is that our Hanukkah menorah is like the menorah of the Beis Hamikdash, and you're not allowed to have anah from it. Is we're paralleling it not to a din deraisa of the menorah, we're paralleling it to a prat, it's a drabonon of the menorah that don't have unnecessary anah from the menorah of the menorah of Beis Hamikdash. Don't have unnecessary anah from your anah of your menorah. And that's what he says. That's the issa. I'll read you out the run. Perish, kol tashmishin. You're not allowed to do anything in front of the menorah. Now, fill a tashmish mitzvah, even the eating kagoyim. So the Shabbos, the kivin shali day nest, shenase be menorah. Because of the nest that happened through the menorah, tiknua, this miracle, they made this mitzvah. Asur ka menorah. They made it like the menorah. She'ein mishtamshin baklal. You're not allowed to derive any benefit from it. Okay. If that's the case, number one, we have a big problem. The Gemara not in the next page. The Gemara says, based on the Dalet, the bizayon, that you're not allowed to count your money in front of it. Mishum bizayon mitzvah. So that the Ram asks the Kasha himself straight away, and the Ram says, similar to the Ramban, he says you're not even allowed to count your money in front of the. You don't like that. And he says, I, the Gemara, says Bizayin. Now the Ramban dealt with that by saying, Bizayin means that you should be careful not to degrade it, and because you're careful, you put it out of your mind. The Ram says, Bizayin doesn't mean Bizayin like you normally understand it. Bizayin means detracting from the importance of this mitzvah. He says, for example, if you're going to do another mitzvah with it, you've detracted from the importance of this mitzvah. He says, for example, even if you're going to light another candle, a Shabbos candle, from it, you've detracted from the importance of your Ner Hanukkah. So therefore the design over here is not the way you normally understand design, as in degrading it, but it's detracting from it. You're detracting from the importance of Ner Hanukkah. And like that, through that you're being mabatal the importance of this Ner. But what about the Shamas? I went around, I don't understand. Like the Ram, if they made it like the menorah, it won't help you a Shabbos. How are you going to be allowed to use a Shabbos? According to the Ram says you made it like a menorah. So I've put my menorah on the table, and I've got a Shabbos there. How is it going to help me? I'm sitting in a room which has now got 9 candlelights worth of power. I'm sitting there reading. I'm benefiting from this extra light, and I'm not allowed to benefit from it. So what's my heter to go and sit there with a Shabbos? How does the Ram understand the Shabbos help? And the Gemara says the Shabbos tells, Omar Rava, the Tzarech Ner Achal Esh Damesh Laira. So I went around and asked a few people, one suggestion was perhaps that seeing as the Issa of having Anor from the Menorah itself is only an Issa Drabonon, and therefore Chazal imposed it upon you as much as it was possible, and just like the person going into the Kodesh Kodshim, when he didn't have a choice, he was allowed to have Anor, so now that we're lighting the candles at home, Asher, so you're allowed to have Anor because you haven't got a choice. That was one suggestion somebody gave me. And maybe that's what the Ram means. The Ram says, let's see. The Ram says, Tzarech ner acheres, leishtamish la'ira. Says the Ram, nearly, it appears to me, denehid the Rav amoyda the offer leishtamish la'ira. Rav agrees you're not allowed to be mishtamish la'ira. But kibben kishakein, pshita je tzarech ner acheres, you about to need another light, we don't know why. Hocha hochi ka'oma. This is what the Gemara is telling me. The apal gav the b'shach sakana. Even though it's a time of danger, and therefore we allow you to put it on your table at home, al kol chay mishtamish la'iroi, you're against your will using the light. Afila hochi tzarech ner acheres lazis hakeir ledover. You nevertheless need another ner to make a hefter. So try and learn it like this. That he's saying like this. I'm putting it at home. Ichonish kachoyis now. I'm putting it at home because I have to do the mitzvah and I can't put it outside because it's dangerous. So Chazal allow me to put it at home. I'll call chay mishtamish la'ira. I'm going to be getting benefit from it. Say Chazal, after lahachi, you should put another ner in the hekeira. So maybe pshat is that now when you're at home, Chazal have waived all the halachas of having anah from it, and now I'll call chay to at least put a heker. Maybe that's pshat in the Ram. I would have liked to learn like that. Then I found some showed me a be'alacha. The be'alacha in Tofresh Ayin Gimel brings the halacha, the machaber brings the halacha using a Shabbos, and the Ramah seems apparent that you're allowed to, once you've got a Shabbos, Aleph is Mutter, says the Bi'alacha, but you should know that that's not everybody holds like that. So don't run. And the Ram holds not like that. The Ram holds when you've got a Shabbos, it doesn't help you. You can only use the light by the Shabbos itself. I'm very happy. According to the way we understood the Ran is like a menorah. So the halacha is learning off the Ran, then it doesn't help you a Shabbos. Our problem is a valid problem. It's right. If you've got 9 candlelights worth of power, it won't help you. You're not allowed to use the other 8 because the 8 are like the menorah. You're not allowed to use it. So get the timer. Navos, how does it work then? So says the halacha, you have to be careful. You need to use only the light of your Shabbos. If you want to, let's say, read something, you have to put it next to you, stand next to the light of the Shabbos, and just use the Shabbos, according to the Ran. How does he learn the Ran? The Ran seems to say, like we were saying, so you have to say like this, that he learned, the Be'alacha lamp shut in the Ran, that I'll call claim a Shabbos later. I'm putting it home, and I've got no choice. I'm going to have to be using it. And I can't. I'm not allowed. I'm going to be allowed to. I'm not allowed to use it. So therefore, Chazal said, make a ner that should remain a heker, but not that you're allowed to use it. You're not allowed to use it. The ner is there always to remind me to answer that I should only be using the life of the ner. Kim does that we have a machlokes. First of all, what is the issa to in the Shamish Galilei Hanukkah? Which we said, just to recap, we said either it's a heker, which was Zirashi, or we said according to Baal HaMoed that in fact it's Musa Mamish to Mishtamish Neherig in the Chanukah, or the Ramban who says a person puts his mind, sets his mind away from it, or finally we have the Ran, which is a Mechudosh Kikishita, which is the Rishonim bring, they make the Mamish like the Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. The Nafkemina in that, we said, is a Machlekes, what will help the Shabbos according to the Rashi perhaps. The Baal HaMoed definitely, and the Ramban definitely, the Shabbos is going to help me, that at least I can stand there and benefit now from all the neiros, because the Shabbos has saved this. And according to the Ran Taka, the Shabbos doesn't save the neiros, the Shabbos just allows me to be able to use a light inside the room. For example, according to the Ran, if I've got electric lights, I don't need to have a Shabbos next to the neiros, because as long as I've got the Shabbos, the lights there, which overpower the lights of the neiros, I'm not going to be using the lights of the neiros. Point to Rashi, that I need it there as a heker to demonstrate that it's a mitzvah. Of course I need to have a Shabbos there, because I shouldn't think that I'm just having it there to ribui oil in the room or whatever. There's something there, there's a Shabbos there. Why have you got a Shabbos there slightly higher, slightly different? Why? Oh, because these are neiros, which I'm not meant to use, these are ner mitzvah, and the pistol, you have the pistol in this. That's another shri. Just to finish off, just for Mamash, just there. A Rambam finishes off the halachas of Hilchos Chanukah. Finishes off Mitzvah Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Mo'ev. The beautiful mitzvah, beloved mitzvah. There are many, many pshatim given why it's beautiful. The Rambam, one of the pshatim which we heard from the Rambam itself is clear, is because this demonstrates the tremendous ness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dibra. But having learned the sugya, there's another Chaviva Hi Ad Mo'ev. One of the beautiful things Chazal say is Chavivin Dibrei Tzayfrim Yetzam Yeyna Shel Teira. Chanukah is that mitzvah which we do, where we stand there and we say Baruch Atah Hashem Elikeinu Melech Olam Asher Kiddushonu B'Mitzvotav. Where Kiddushonu B'Mitzvotav? With his mitzvot, he's in the Kaddish. This is not his mitzvah, this is a mitzvah given to us by Chazal. And the person, we stand there and we say Asher Kiddushonu B'Mitzvotav, it shows the tremendous koyach which Chazal has, so that when they were mechadish something, they could be mechadish it and it become a chelik of Torah, and the whole of Klal Yisrael accepted such a thing. There's tremendous chavivus which shows, which demonstrates what chavivus we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us the net, but that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we HaKadosh Baruch Hu empowered us to be mechadish in Torah, and that it becomes a chelik of His Torah. And this is a beautiful thing that comes out of Hanukkah, and this is Hanukkah chaviva Hi Ad Mo'ed, and we were able to learn a bit these sugyas. Is we were also mitzvahed to their Chaviva Sadmai.